Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. An hours-long standoff between police and a man who allegedly shot a woman and fired shots at officers ended early this morning in the Logan section of the city. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, the shooting victim and three others made it out of the house and the suspect is dead.
It was a tense situation that lasted about 6 hours. It started before 9 o'clock at night when police were called to go to a boarding house at 10th and Duncannon because they say a man shot a woman who he got into a conflict with earlier in the day. Inspector D.F. Pace says when cops and medics arrived, the suspect fired away at them.
The officers and medics then both retreated and took cover behind vehicles and other areas where they could protect themselves.
Pace says police fired back. Now, the SWAT team also got involved, and they tried to get the suspect to surrender and get the shooting victim and three others who live in the house out to safety. Eventually, police say they did get the innocent people out, including the woman who was shot in the arm. She jumped out of a window and was taken to the hospital. Pace says during this ordeal, they used tear gas and at one point used a drone.
It does look like he did shoot that drone down. So we knew we were dealing with an individual who was dangerous.
But Pace says the standoff ended before 3 in the morning when the man shot himself and died. No officers, medics, or neighbors were hurt in this entire incident. In North Philadelphia, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Affordability was a hot topic in the first New Jersey gubernatorial debate. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us the candidates also talked about the divisive political climate.
Democrat Mikey Sherrill voiced concerns over Republican Jack Cittarelli's consistent alignment with President Trump across many issues, while Cittarelli accused Sherrill of dealing in generality throughout the campaign. Also, in the town hall format, the candidates fielded a number of questions about making things easier on voters' wallets. When it came to property taxes, Sherrill said she supports existing programs.
Sharing services and school administrative costs and municipal courts, and continuing to hammer home the way in which we can support seniors with Anchor and Stay New Jersey so that they aren't susceptible to the constant increases in property taxes.
Among Cittarelli's ideas for easing homeowners' financial burden,
raising property taxes once you hit 870 for life, capping property taxes at 1%, of the assessed value of your home if you're a first-time home buyer, making the first 2 years out of high school, the first 2 years out of college, tax-free.
In the wake of conservative activist Charlie Kirk's killing, political violence was a major topic. Cittarelli said more crackdown was needed.
Question was whether or not to make political violence a hate crime. Yes, I believe that we should do that here in New Jersey.
Meanwhile, Sherrill denounced political violence, but also emphasized the need to protect political dissent.
I also think it's fair to speak up when you disagree with something.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA wants to continue to contract outside workers to report on riders' experience on the system, but some SEPTA board members are questioning the cost. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA management wants to renew a contract with a staffing firm to provide quality monitors who collect information on things like cleanliness, communications, and signage. SEPTA board member William Leonard at an operations committee meeting last week had reservations about the $825,000 cost of the 3-year contract.
I think we can reduce the cost of this item, maybe by having volunteers from our own ridership.
Lex Powers, SEPTA Deputy Chief Communications Officer, said using a third-party vendor is more efficient.
We can train the folks who are doing this work on our rules and our processes and our procedures in a way that a rider wouldn't be able to.
SEPTA staff is providing the board with more information on the proposal. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A young reporter from Haverford has been covering issues that are important to kids her age in her area. One topic she holds dear is reading. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Sarah Adibi is a seventh grader from Haverford. The 12-year-old enjoys playing tennis and piano and has a passion for reading and writing. She says she wanted to become a Scholastic's kid reporter to encourage kids to read the news.
When you're reading news by kids, it's kind of makes kids want to read more about it because, you know, they can relate more.
Sarah is one of 27 young reporters in Scholastic's roster this year. The stories appear online and in issues of Scholastic magazines. She's covered several topics such as Women's History Month, the Philadelphia Zoo's bear enclosure expansion, and the American Library Association. She is currently working on a story about her local library and programs that can motivate kids to read more.
Books can help extend your vocabulary. They can also help with writing. Books can help you gain perspective and feel empathy for the people around you, because if you're reading about books, they often offer different perspectives.
You can learn more about Sarah and her fellow kid reporters at kcpnotebook.scholastic.com. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.